In the world today, there are plenty of groups of people that many would consider to be marginalized. From races to gender and sexual preference, many people may feel they are mistreated in society in America. One of these marginalized groups is those of low income. This is a group that doesn't get enough publicity when it comes to being treated unfairly in the United States, even though it involves so many. Millions of people in America are struggling financially, but there are things that the government and everyday people could do to help. One of the main reasons why the low income is marginalized is because the banks make a minimal effort to help. Many banks will refuse to give the low income a loan, and those that do have excessive interest rates that make the loan difficult to be paid off. This would be like a gym turning down your request for a membership because you're not skinny enough to work out there. Well, why else would I be here? It completely disregards the purpose of a loan, which is needed for many major financial transactions, such as buying a house or a car. Banks do this because the less fortunate are at high risk for not paying the loan back, and it helps them protect their money. The issue with this is that the policy is entirely for the service of the banks themselves, and not the people it's supposed to be helping. A possible solution to this is to raise awareness amongst everyday citizens and petition the government to try to lower the qualifications for a loan. The more people know about how banks will refuse giving loans or force ridiculously high payments, the more the government will feel the need to make changes. The banks are not the only ones at fault here, though. According to Forbes, wages are not increasing along with inflation, causing many people to make the same low amount of money while everything around them is getting more and more expensive. This has caused many Americans to seek out alternative ways of making money, including getting multiple jobs. Though this may not seem like a big problem, it's actually a major detriment on the lives of individuals and society as a whole. Because more people feel forced to get another job in order to improve their financial situation, more people now have less free time to have for themselves or spend with their families. Now, not only that their finances are being hurt, but their personal lives and relationships too. The situation is made even worse when studies show that unhappy personal lives leads to decreased productivity in the workspace. How can a person be happy at work if their personal life isn't happy? How can a person's personal life be happy if they don't have a personal life to begin with? This is a trend that can be resolved if the workers were more vocal with their employers about the potential wage increases they feel they're entitled to, especially if they've been working for their employer for an extended period of time. If pay increases, the financial situations of the workers will improve and may get to the point where only one job is necessary. Less time spent at work means more time spent with friends and family, which will in turn benefit the companies through increased productivity. Another issue that causes the low income to be considered marginalized is that many are so concerned with their financial situations that they aren't thinking about the bigger picture, voting. According to recent statistics, only about 25% of low-income individuals voted in 2014 compared to the 56% of financially stable individuals. This difference is a major contributor on why the poor are socioeconomically underrepresented in this country. If they don't vote, they can't directly influence any potential laws or officials that would help improve their situation. This issue can be helped tremendously with an increase in lower-income voters to establish better representation and therefore stand a better chance of the government passing policies that are beneficial to them. Though all these things can help, it may be difficult to get them to work considering they're dependent on the actions of others. A very simple and often overlooked way of helping the low-income is from within the community. When people are struggling financially, they might find it hard to feed and clothe themselves while supporting a family. Though they may not be in dire need of help with these things, the care people have for others is the heartbeat of a community. Individually, people can donate old clothes that don't fit anymore and collect groceries to help out those that are struggling financially. It's a quick and easy way to make a direct impact on the low income by providing them with food and clothing, even though they may have been able to get it on their own. That's one small gesture for an individual, one giant leap for the nation, to steal from Neil Armstrong a bit. If kind-hearted Americans did this across the country, it would do amazing things towards strengthening society and improving the unfortunate situations of the financially challenged. While the U.S. economy has shown signs of improvement, the number of low-income families is still increasing. The fact that there are groups at all in America are being mistreated is an issue, and the low income is just one of many. A part of the problem is that they aren't being treated unfairly in only one way, but multiple. Financial institutions will give high-interest loans that create a burden and limit economic freedom. employers are unjustly disregarding inflation and keeping wages the same, which makes it extremely difficult to live a normal life. The low income are unfairly underrepresented politically, which can be helped if more people would vote, causing policies to possibly help their situation. And all around, communities aren't involved enough, which can be changed by making small, simple gestures for the purpose of helping out others. These issues are prominent today, but if we work together as a nation, we stand a chance of ending the marginalization of low income altogether.